Welcome to The Light of the World, and this is Jerry G. Martin. Today we're bringing you a message about holiness. The Bible says, follow peace with all men, and without holiness, no one can see God. It is a state of being. It is a lifestyle that God is requiring of every believer that follows Him. In the Bible, God says, be holy, for I am holy. That's the challenge for every believer today. Pastor Jackie is bringing us a word from the Lord on what it's like to live holy and what it's like to be holy. Stay tuned after today's message, and I'm going to let you know how you can connect with us at the Light of the World and be a part of one of our services. Grab a hold of your Bibles and come and go with us as we continue to walk in the light of God's Word.
So this morning I'm here to remind you of who you are in Christ. See, holiness is an evidence of our justification. Justification is the sinner being declared righteous by God through God's grace through faith. In other words, when you get saved, God has already declared you righteous. He's declared you righteous. Why? Because you have given your life to Him by grace. He has extended His grace. And through your faith in Jesus Christ, once you give your life to Him, He says that you are righteous by Him. Then holiness is the evidence of our sanctification. So the sanctification is what? Sanctification is the purification process that we have in our lives. To the Corinthians, Paul was speaking to him. Then he said, to the church of God in Corinth, this is what he said, those sanctified in Christ Jesus and called to be holy people. So that word sanctify means to be made holy. It is through Christ we are made holy. We stand before God, but we are called to be holy in our daily lives. So when you give your life to Christ, He stamps you and say, holy. Now, sanctification is our striving to become righteous by God's grace through faith. So now we said before, he says, make every effort, amen, to be holy. So when we make the effort to pursue holiness, we are striving after holiness. When we strive to become righteous, that is the sanctification part coming up out of us. See, through sanctification, you see the fruit of the Spirit of God living in your life. See, when you look back over your life from the time you first got saved, you would begin to examine yourself and notice that you're not the same person that you was when you first got saved. See, it is the fruit of the Spirit that produces righteousness, that sanctification. When we're going through sanctification, when we are being sanctified, when we are being made holy, then the fruit in our life is being produced. See, holiness is the root, not the fruit of our sanctification. See, it is the root of it. We can point to our growth in holiness as proof that God has saved us and that He has made us new. See, that's proof that you are part of the kingdom of God. When change comes into your life, it is the evidence of the new birth is righteous behavior in a believer's life. So when you come over into the family of God, you change partners. You go from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of light. Then you change partners. So now there is a righteous behavior that shall be produced in your life. And when you come over to the kingdom of God, now God says that, okay, walk in the sanctification process. I've already called you holy right here. Now you got to strive for it. Now you got to walk it out. Now you got to trust me. You got to walk in faith. You got to apply my word to your life. You got to be transformed by the renewing of your mind. And when your mind is renewed, your body, your spirit, everything about you become renewed. Your attitude become renewed. Your ways become renewed when we're walking through sanctification. It's an evidence of a changed life, that God has transformed us from the inside out. The Bible says this, if a man be in Christ, he is what? A new creation. The old things are passed away, and behold, all things become new. So he's declared it in his word that we are a new creation in Christ Jesus. Now, does that mean that everything falls off? No, it don't mean it falls out off automatically. That's why you step into sanctification. You stay in the process. And as you stay in the process of sanctification, yes, then you can pull off some stuff. The old way of thinking, the old way of doing things. See, the more that you know about him, the closer that you get to God, you'll know the will of God. You'll know the way of God. You'll get to a place where you begin to like what he likes and hate what he hates. As you begin to pursue holiness in your life. In 1 Corinthians chapter 6 verse 11 says this. And that is what some of you were. He said, but you were washed. You were sanctified. You was justified in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And by the Spirit of God, he said, listen, in here he says, listen, this is what happened when you came into the kingdom of God. You now have been washed. Well, how was you washed? You've been washed by the blood of the Lamb of Jesus Christ. You were sanctified. Not only were you sanctified, but you have been justified in the name of Jesus Christ. Man, that's so powerful. Of what God has already done for us. When he grafted us into his family, he's already called us who we are in him. That is why the scripture says, be holy. He says, now go leave where you are and go be who I say you are. Be holy because I am holy. See, without holiness, all things are defiled. Because the world that we live in, our lives are broken. They are contaminated by sin. When sin came in, God brought a living sacrifice so that we could be sons and daughters of the Most High King. When sin came in, it separated us from God. And then God says, listen, I have to go and send a sacrifice so that my kids are be able to come back and be a part of my family. When sin came in, God made provisions for us to be able to come back home. He became the lamb. He became the sacrifice for us. And see, in the Old Testament, they used to have to go to the temple and they used to have to make sacrifices for their sins. Every time they messed up, they had to go to the temple. Let me give them a goat, a bull, a lamb, a chicken, or something. Let's go make sacrifice to the king. They had to go make a sacrifice. But now that we are in the New Testament, we're under the new law. Because see, they was not able to keep the law within themselves. See, we're not able to keep this book within ourselves. We need God himself to help us to pursue after holiness in our lives. And now, because we are in the new, because of what Christ has already done for us, he became the sacrificial lamb for us. It is now we have the ability to live holy, a sinless life. Does that mean that we don't sin? No, the Bible says, man, that we do sin. Amen. There's times that we sin, but when we sin, we can go back to the Father God and ask God for forgiveness. The Bible tells us this, shall we continue in sin? He says, no, God forbid. What is he saying? Why did God say, no, God forbid? No, you shouldn't continue in sin. Why? Because what he's saying is that I've already developed a process for your sanctification so that you can pursue holiness and become more like him. See, in being sanctified, we can experience the freedom from the things that hold us back, from the bondages of sin in our life. Why? Because we are being made new. We're able to reject sin in our lives because we've been able to be made new through Christ. So that's why it's so important for us to be holy. I know in the old church, back in the day, you know, they would talk about holiness. They would talk about a life of purity. They would talk about a life serving God. And then it became synonymous with how we look and what we wear. So back then, they wanted to be different from the world. So they said, listen, I need you to put on a dress that's up to your neck and down to the floor. Sleeves that's down to the, you know. They would tell you, you need to look the part. You need to act the part. Look it, act it. Don't come in here pretending. So, but what I've learned through the passage of Scripture, it's not the outer appearance so much, but it's what's going on in our heart. It's what's going on up here. Have we submitted our will to the Lord? Have we given God all that we have? Have we surrendered to his ways? Are we willing to follow his instructions? Are we willing to be obedient children of God? And when we embrace God's word and to begin to pursue holiness, there is when transformation happens in our life. See, holiness increases our spiritual health and our ability to know God. So it increases that because it helps us with our desire. See, knowing God is speaking of the intimacy that we have with him. Let me put it this way. If you receive forgiveness through the sacrifice of Jesus Christ, and then you continue without any intimacy, personal, up close relationship with God, you have missed the real purpose of your salvation. If you have accepted Christ and he took resident up in you through his spirit, and he have made you righteous. See, the key to the Christian life is not you living it, but Jesus living it in you.
Thank you for joining us once again. And this is Jerry G. Martin. We certainly hope that this message has been enriching for your life. If you would like to hear it again, you can do so by going to our podcast. You can get this message and other messages that you've heard on this broadcast by going to The Light of the World Daily with Jerry G. Martin. Again, that's The Light of the World Daily with Jerry G. Martin. And let me just share with you how you can connect with us on other platforms. If you have Facebook, you can like us at facebook.com/TheLow, L-O-W, Humble. There you can be informed and engage with us on Facebook, or you can follow us on Instagram at The Low Humble, T-H-E-L-O-W, Humble, H-U-M-B-L-E. We certainly would like to engage with you on all of those platforms, and then we'd love to engage with you in person. Meet us on Sunday morning at 10 a.m., 16161 Old Humble Road. If you're in Atascocita, Kingwood, Summerwood, Fall Creek, we're in your neighborhood, so we'd love to have you come by. If you're not connected with the church, I encourage you to come to The Light of the World. It's a place where you can believe and a place where you can belong. We know that you're going to hear a message that's going to be a blessing and a benefit to you and will help you in your life. And you will see what God is doing through His divine power at the Light of the World. For those of you who are looking for a Christian bookstore, the Beacon Bookstore is open right here on our campus. We have Sunday school books, Bibles, study supplies, discipleship supplies, envelopes, and communion supplies. We're open Monday through Friday from 10 to 4 p.m. Call us at 281-441-2885. Again, 281-441-2885. Now may the Lord our God richly bless you, and we'll be with you again next time.